Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max. Stuffed animals are sacks filled with like
stuffed animals are sacks?
Yeah, they're sacks. S-A-C-K-S.
Okay.
Filled with like plush floofy stuff.
I think people know that.
They're stuffed. Yeah, but it rhymes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It has.
Let's get our sponsor out of the way. Our sponsor is Mind Grinder Coffee. www.mindgrindercoffee. Go on there and get you some.
Yeah,
fucking 15 bucks.
Mindgrindercoffee.com. Fucking do it. I'm drinking some as we speak.
Are you really?
I am.
Nice. I had some this morning. Mm-hmm. I drink my own product. I think it's kind of weird if you don't. Cool, man.
You know, there's some people of the opinion that one should not get high on their own supply.
Well, I think if you're in that line of work, that's kind of a bad thing to do. But, you know. Yeah, man, we got some cool stuff going on over there on the website. We relaunched a medium roast coffee. That's out now. Coming up in April. Yeah, April. We're going to be launching K-Cups for your Keurig people that like your Keurig coffee.
Fucking K-Cups.
I got you fucking covered.
Yeah.
15 grams of coffee. Our Keurig cups are bigger than the normal ones you get at the store. We're still working out the price details, but that's coming in April. Look for that. They're good. I've been testing the market with them, and so far people are really enjoying them. Keurig drinkers.
All right.
I was a Keurig drinker for a long time.
I was too. At the end of the day, I wasn't much for, but you know, I was getting the stupid shitty little pods instead of real coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the reason it took me so long to fucking get into the pod market was because most of them are like really small. And when you put them through the Keurig, they get fucking watered down.
Uh-huh.
They don't taste very good.
Yeah.
So I found a company that I could fill them on my own. They send me the boxes that I could fold the boxes. It's pretty fucking phenomenal. And so I could do all that shit on my own and just put fresh coffee in their pods and seal them.
Fuck yeah.
And then ship them out that way.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah, it's coming soon. So, yeah, people, it's good to be back on the airwaves.
It is.
You've had a little break.
It's been a while. I went to Arizona.
You did? I was going to ask you about that.
And I was in Arizona for a long time.
How long were you there? 3 weeks?
3 or 4 weeks, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
You should have said, are you going to set up a second residence in Arizona?
I wouldn't mind doing that. Do you have like a few hundred grand to spare?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? All right. Well.
Yeah, I don't. All right. Sorry.
Well, I'll just keep asking around.
Yeah.
If somebody
maybe
has
your next door neighbor does.
Yeah, maybe. So I'll ask around, see if anybody has some spare house buying money. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I know we just met. Let me talk to you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Come over here.
Yeah. Come on over here.
I like going to Arizona, right? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm looking for a second house and, you know, you want to invest. All you need is to tell them is they're investing in it.
They're investing in it. I'll live there.
Yeah. And you'll fix it up all nice and neat. Make it come whenever they want.
Yeah. As long as I'm not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be perfect.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah. Just get like 5 dudes that are into it that want to be real estate investors, but don't want to go through all the real estate bullshit.
I think we're inventing the timeshare.
Yeah. It's already been invented.
That has already been invented.
Yeah. So Arizona for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Anything exciting happen?
Not really. It was cold. It was rainy. It was nice.
Arizona, huh?
Yeah.
Cold and rainy.
It was cold. Well, you know how it was. I don't know if the people will remember this. It was in the news and shit, but California got hit hard. With the cold and the rain.
I think people remember that.
Yeah. Well, people in California probably do.
Yeah. The first one, LA got it worse than us.
Yeah. Anyway, Arizona.
Except our roof blew off.
Yeah. If you take a straight line east from LA and just keep going east, you get to Arizona.
Right.
So we got that same weather system. Southern California got the worst of it, but I still got a month of cold and wet in Arizona.
And then you come back and it's fucking cold and wet.
And I came back and it was fucking cold and wet. And then I fucking unpacked and got my shit together. And I was like, Shane, it's time to fucking record an episode. It's time to get back on the Shane and I fucking horse.
That didn't happen.
And then I fucking just got COVID.
That sucks, man.
Dude, it really fucking
I mean, just getting it sucks.
Yeah, getting it sucks. And
all the, because all the stuff that goes with it, we're allowed to say, it's our podcast, so we can say COVID all we want.
You've never not been allowed to say COVID.
Yes, but I'm like, on YouTube, they didn't like you saying, like, if you did the YouTube video, you couldn't say actual COVID.
Yeah, you could.
No, if you were monetized, like if you were making money on your YouTube channel,
you couldn't say. You couldn't COVID. Say
they didn't want you saying COVID. People would say, "I got the sickness."
Oh, the sickness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm down with the sickness.
You're down with the sickness.
Yeah. Wah! Yeah, that's right. That is right.
Yeah, dude. I was gonna do all the shit while you were gone. I was gonna guest on a podcast, and I was gonna send messages out to people and be like, "Hey, I could be on your show." And then I was like, you know what? It just was like, I didn't do nothing except get tattooed and start a new workout program.
Honestly, two good things.
And work on Keurig coffee for my company, company.
There you go.
I didn't do anything podcast related. And it was really fucking good for me. It was really good for me to fucking kind of step back for a little while.
Yeah.
And like start realizing like, I enjoy doing this and I just don't want it to be like, I have to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe that's why we don't get paid a bunch of money to do it.
Yeah, maybe. that's why we're not making those Joe Rogan bucks.
Dude, that guy just fucking made a killing again.
I'm sure he did.
They just upped his contract for Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Well, his last one was what, like $50 million?
Yeah, I think he took less, but he took ownership of the podcast or something like that. It's still quite a bit of money.
Right, he gets that merch money
But he gets the IP address of the podcast, which is what you want. Like if somebody comes and wants to be like, hey, we want Shane and I on Apple Podcast exclusively.
Right.
We would have to be like, we want to keep the IP address.
Okay.
Because if we didn't, because then what could happen is if we were like, say me and you got into an argument, we were no longer friends or something like that.
Right. Whoever owns it could put whatever the fuck they want on the feed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
And you don't want some big fucking faceless company owning your feed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I know stuff.
Yeah.
I know stuff. Yeah. So we're going to catch you guys. We're catching up on this one. We got some stuff. I got some stuff planned for some episodes.
Yeah.
Should I let them know? I want to let them know.
Well, I want to make a public service announcement.
Make first. A public service announcement because I got some gripes too.
Right. So I got COVID recently.
You just mentioned that.
And it was a bummer. But one of the weirdest things was I lost my sense of smell.
That's part of it.
I know. That's a really common thing. I've not had the experience before.
It sucks.
And it was strange.
Yeah.
And I must have accidentally eaten something rotten. Because I couldn't smell that it was rotten.
Oh.
And I know this because immediately after getting better from COVID, but I still couldn't smell, I got acute fucking food poisoning.
That sucks, dude. You just had a run of ill health.
It was, I was fucking in the fetal position,
oh my God.
Naked on the floor, next to the toilet, fucking shaking and sweating and just twitching
praying
and moaning.
God, make it stop.
Yeah.
God, remember those drunken nights where you'd just be so fucked up and you'd start fucking heaving. You'd be like, God, just please make it stop.
I do.
Please make it stop.
and it was worse than that because I was in no way anesthetized.
Right.
Yeah. It was really fucking bad.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm lucky. I haven't been knock on this plastic thing or knock on that thing. Yeah. I don't know if that's wood, but.
There's some wood in it, I think.
I haven't been really, really sick this year yet. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of lucky.
Yeah.
In that regard. But people around me have gotten really, really sick.
Dude, fucking everyone around here got COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know it's been on the rise. So.
You might have just got it and not had any symptoms.
Could have, but I mean, there was probably in December, I think I got the flu and I thought I was for sure like, this is fucking COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Like it felt like COVID, but I took like 4 COVID fucking tests and they all came back negative.
So probably wasn't.
Yeah. It was probably just a regular ass flu.
Yeah.
Cause I know there was a gnarly regular ass flu going around, but it was only like a couple days for me. Like, and I was done and I was fine.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible. I mean, it was. I'm a big baby when it comes to getting sick. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to lay in my bed and complain, and you know.
I get it, man.
When men get sick, we like to just fucking be bitches. You know what I mean?
There's that thing called the man cold.
Yeah.
But you know, being sick sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It's like you just feel like shit, and you have nothing to do.
Yeah. And there's the other person. There's the other person, and these are the person that crack me up. That are, you could tell they're fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking dying.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to pretend everything's normal. And you're like, dude, go home. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And they're like puking on the side. And they're like, I'm fine.
Like,
what are you trying to do, man? Like, you're not impressing anybody.
I was, so after the worst night of food poisoning,
mm-hmm.
I then had to show up for work.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So I was that guy for one day at work. Fortunately, I wasn't puking.
Yeah.
I was just shitting a lot.
Yeah, it's not fun. I mean, I can understand, like, if you got to go to a job that you just got.
Just got it. You can't. Yeah. And the week before, I had been scheduled and I had called out sick because I had COVID.
Right.
I wasn't then going to call out sick the next week for another illness, because as real as it was, no one would believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a fucking break. Everybody knows that guy who just... He got a job, but he doesn't really want to work, so he calls out sick a bunch.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
Yeah. Everybody knows that guy. I've been that guy in the past. I'm not going to be that guy anymore. So I just showed up sick as shit.
Did they send you home or anything?
No.
They're just like, oh yeah, it's the U.S. mail. They're like, yeah, fucking no, work.
I just told them, look, I got some food poisoning. I'm probably going to have to run to the bathroom a few times today. A few times was an understatement, but you know,
at least you're honest.
Yeah.
You know what? Something I noticed more and more recently.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be something that something I've noticed more and more recently, not to take away from you being sick, but I was at the grocery store and I noticed a lot more people, like, they have, like, I thought self-checkout was supposed to be like quick, get mm-hmm. your shit. Like, if you only have a little bit of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. To save express checkout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I assume self-checkout is used for.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dude, lately it's been like yesterday I was at the grocery store and this lady had like a full fucking basket mm-hmm. and she's just taking her time, scanning all of her stuff. Guy's like, hey, you know, there's this guy. He's like, hey, you know, this is supposed to be, he's got like a sandwich. And he's like, hey, you know, this is supposed to be quick checkout. And she's like, well, sir, gives him this. I didn't listen to it, but she gave him a whole spiel about why she was in self-checkout.
Yeah.
And
look, Karen,
he got all up in his indignant self.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And was like, listen, it's supposed to be for quicker, easier people like me that are just getting a fucking sandwich, lady.
Right.
And it escalated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just crazy to me that people are just so ornery. It's like, dude, chill. It's mm-hmm. a fucking grocery store.
I'm about the self-checkout and I'm not above taking a large-ish load to the self-checkout. Right. But if there's like only one or two,
yeah,
I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
not,
I mean. It was busy.
I'm not going to hold everybody up. You know, it's like when there's four or six self-checkout things. Yeah, I'll take one of them to do my.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. It's just like it was busy that day. And like, I didn't really have a problem with what she was doing. I kind of get it.
Yeah.
It was just the fact that this guy got all up in her business for no reason. And it's like, bro, mind your own business. It's not that big of a deal. You got a sandwich. You're already out the door.
Yeah.
You already paid.
Another thing, and you know, I'm not proud of this, but it is what it is. I'm not beyond this. I've done it before. And that is if the line is taking too goddamn long and I just got my sandwich and I just want to fucking pay and get the fuck out there and I'm waiting. I might lose my patience and just be like, fuck it and walk out. And I'll be like, look, they didn't get their shit together to take my money, which I was willing to give them. That's on them.
Yeah. Justification and all.
Like, my intention was not to steal. It was to fucking, like, I sacrificed enough in time and aggravation that I have paid my dues for this sandwich. I wish I could have given them my money. They wouldn't take it. So I fucking walked out.
You know those little registers right there where the person works there?
Yeah.
Where the person's just standing there? You could have just handed her the money and walked out.
No. No, because at Safeway, those people are fucking the worst.
They are.
At Safeway, if you're at Safeway, look, I have a special fucking...
You know, here's what I found out, though.
Yeah.
Through a friend of mine that works at Safeway or worked at Safeway, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But he was telling me that most people mm-hmm. that have to do that job yeah. hate it.
Yeah.
They hate working self-checkout. That's yeah. why they're never thrilled to be working at self-checkout.
Yeah.
It means you piss somebody off. And nobody else wanted to, it means they, you piss somebody off and that they put you at self-checkout for yeah. like a whole shift.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't work in a line of work where if I piss somebody off, like I get put somewhere
yeah.
shitty.
Yeah. I mean, and also like technically what I'm doing, walking out, not paying for my sandwich is a crime.
Yeah, it is.
I can't just walk past somebody, say, hey, I'm committing a crime, but I'm throwing a few dollars at you and then go.
Just literally throw. I can just picture you just throwing the money at them.
Yeah. No, I just fucking turn around and walk out the door. That's what I do. And I fucking, you know, it is what it is. I have in the past gone back and been like, look, I forgot to pay for my sandwich yesterday.
Right.
I'd love to pay.
You're like, holy shit, really?
Yeah. But at Safeway, I don't fucking do that. And do you know why?
Because Safeway's...
Because I go into Safeway maybe 3 times a year. And after I leave that fucking place, I can't stand to even look at a Safeway for another 4 months.
Yeah, especially the one here in town, dude. Yeah. I went there one day. I know people were making a big deal about the stuff. We're going to get to the stuff I want to talk about here in a minute. But I went to Safeway one day and I'm looking around for a basket. You know what I mean? Because I like one of those hand baskets. You yeah. know the hand baskets?
Yeah.
So I'm looking around for a hand basket, right? And I'm like, they were just fucking here yesterday.
Dude, sometimes they got no baskets, and no carts.
Here's the funny thing. I'm looking around and I look at the spot where they usually are. They're there. So you got to start looking between all the registers to see if they're, you know, between mm-hmm. the registers and somebody just fucking left them there.
Yeah.
Nope. Walk all the way to the other store. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking back and this lady that works there is like, oh yeah, somebody stole all of our baskets. I'm like, how does somebody steal? What are you going to do with all those baskets?
Yeah. First off, who the fuck is going to steal 500 goddamn baskets? How are they even going to steal 500 fucking baskets?
They just walked out. Apparently, they just walked out of the store with them.
How?
Because you're not allowed to. Is somebody shoplifting these days or stealing from your store?
Yeah, you're not allowed to stop them. Yeah. I get that. It's yeah. a liability issue. Yeah. They have insurance for that.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is how one man walked into a store, picked up 500 of those bulky fucking plastic baskets that weigh 3 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
So we're talking 1500 goddamn pounds. And probably,
I don't think it was like
probably
500.
Like 80 square feet.
I want to say it was more like 30 of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's on Safeway.
Yeah.
100% for not having more than 30 fucking baskets. It's a giant store.
It just cracked me. I because I like you, I was picturing what kind of guy would do that, right?
Yeah.
Like you got to be on some serious shit if you're like, you know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do tonight? I'm gonna get really fucked up and I'm gonna go steal some baskets from Safeway.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a good fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna do with them after you steal them? Like, what are you gonna do with them?
No fucking idea. You wonder if he had a use for him before he did it.
Maybe.
Or if he was just like, I feel like stealing from Safeway today.
Yeah. They can't stop me.
I'll tell you something else I hate about Safeway. They have the anti-theft brakes on their carts.
Yeah, and sometimes they stick.
And sometimes they stick, or sometimes you'll be in the store doing your thing, and that anti-theft brake, it's happened to me, just engages.
Yeah, it's happened
to
me too.
For no fucking
too.
Reason.
Yeah.
And so I got a basket full of groceries, and it's not going to move because their fucking anti-theft device just fucking engaged in the middle of the store. So you know what I do? Same thing I do with the fucking sandwich.
You just walk
out. I just turn around and walk out.
Just leave your basket there.
And leave it right where the fuck it is. That's not my problem. That's their fault. They can deal with it. I hate Safeway.
I like it. Here's why I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan, but you see some fucking crazy shit, especially at the Safeway here in town.
Mm-hmm.
You just see some fucking really entertaining shit. Like I saw one time, I remember a couple months ago, I saw this girl and this guy arguing in the middle of the fucking soda aisle
mm-hmm.
over soda.
Yeah.
Like, she was trying to tell him, like, hey, look, don't get this soda because of your diabetes. Yeah. He's like, I don't have diabetes, woman. Like, literally, this is what he said. I'm walking by and I can hear him. I don't have the diabetes, woman.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you do. We just went to the doctor. No, we didn't. And this guy was like in full denial.
Yeah.
He's like, you're just making this up and you're making my life difficult. Just give me the damn soda. And she's like, no. And they argued, like, and it got loud, dude. Like, I was around the corner, and you could still hear the dude. Like, the lady was trying to be quiet. She's like, honey, just calm down. He's like, no, I ain't calming down. Mm-hmm. And, dude, it was just, you see shit like that, and you're just like, that just made my, I don't know why, but that just made my day.
Yeah. I get it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you see, like, the wannabe thugs walking around. Like, they think they're all hard.
Mm-hmm. Holding their pants up.
Yeah.
Holding their pants up. And I was like, dude, if you were black, you'd get shot holding your pants up that way.
Yeah. Just fucking wear a pair of pants that fits, man.
Yeah.
That's something I still don't get. But, I got an interesting idea we're going to start doing and maybe next episode, because this episode is just like catching up.
Yeah.
Giving you guys a rundown of what's been going on because we've been gone for so long. It's only been a month, I think.
No, it's been more than that. It's been closer to 2 months.
Has it?
Yeah, it's March, dude.
Yeah, but our last episode was February 1st.
Oh, that's right. We had one in the can when I left.
Yeah. A vacation's all I ever wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it did pretty well, too.
Cool.
But, so I got this idea while we were on this break. This is the other reason why I like taking a break every once in a while, because it rejuvenates the creative juices.
It does.
Right? So what I want to do is, since we got an election coming up, and what I think we should do is we should start doing ridiculous debates.
Well, I think we should do debates on the issues that matter.
No. My goal is, I'm hoping people will hear us debate and realize that you don't have to fucking just end a friendship or like just because you don't agree with somebody.
Right. You don't have to fucking lose your temper.
Yeah. And you don't have to be like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm not going to be your friend no more. It's like, I really think people need to understand how to, like, debate.
All right.
So, like, an example.
Okay.
Hot dog. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah. Pick a side.
I pick the A side. Hot dog is a sandwich.
Is it?
It is. It is. I need time to prepare if we're going to have a proper debate. But a hot dog is a sandwich. It's and improv, I will bro. Die on that mountain,
it's
sir.
It's improv, bro.
All right. I can improv it. A hot dog. You take meat and vegetables.
Right.
You put it within bread. Now, you might call a hot dog bun one piece of bread,
right.
But it is in effect, right? Functionally, two slices of bread connected at one end.
Okay.
You put condiments. You put a hot dog, which is a very meat-like sort of thing. You put some vegetables, right? Maybe some sauerkraut, maybe some relish. Maybe if you want to go full Chicago dog, you get like some sliced tomatoes.
Yeah.
Like tomato wedges.
Yeah, you're going to die of this,
pickle, huh? A pickle spear and a couple of hot peppers. Celery salt, mustard.
It sounds good, but since you took that side, I got to take the other side.
Yeah, you do.
Which is, I don't think a hot dog's a sandwich.
You heathen. I dare you to explain to me how a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Here's why. It's all because right. A hot dog isn't a sandwich meat. It's not turkey. It's not roast beef. It doesn't come between two pieces of bread, as you stated, right?
Functionally, it does.
Functionally, it does not. It comes in a bun.
All right.
It comes in a hot dog bun.
See,
if they would have wanted hot dogs to be sandwiches, they would have said it's a hot dog sandwich. They don't say hot dog sandwich.
I'm sure someone has said it before.
They say, do you want a hot dog?
They do say that.
They don't say, do you want a hot dog sandwich? Do you want everything on that hot dog? They don't say, do you want everything on that hot dog sandwich?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
You've heard of a Reuben, right?
Yes, I have.
A Reuben is a sandwich.
A Reuben is a sandwich. I would agree.
You cannot dispute that a Reuben
is
a
sandwich. No, I can't.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anyone call it a Reuben sandwich?
I've heard people call it a Reuben sandwich. It says on menu sometimes. You could look on a menu and it'll say a Reuben sandwich.
Did you ever order a Reuben from a place that called it a Reuben sandwich?
No, I don't like Reubens.
They don't even know what a fucking Reuben is.
I don't
Reuben
like
is.
Reubens to begin with.
Well, here. Oh, well, look at me. I don't like Reubens to begin with. All right, continue with your argument.
I think I made my case.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. It wasn't to change your mind. I just had my different point of view. You have your point of view. I have mine. We can move on.
Yeah, I'm right. You're wrong. We move on.
Well, I don't think you're right. I think I'm right.
We are having an American debate.
Yes, we are.
I'm right. You're wrong. That makes you evil. Let's move on.
Oh, am I evil?
I think it's been established.
Oh, I'm the evil one, huh?
The man who thinks a hot dog's not a sandwich.
Huh?
If it's some mythical creation from the netherworlds of Middle Earth, where they've never heard of a sandwich before.
Maybe it is. Maybe they just never heard. Yeah, I'm just sticking to my point here, is you never hear somebody say, and I think if some dude walked up to a little hot dog stand and said, can you make me a hot dog sandwich? The guy'd be like, what are you talking about?
Okay, that's a pretty good point. You know what? You got me with that point, but that doesn't mean a hot dog isn't a sandwich.
I win. Thank you very much.
Do you?
I do. But you didn't get up and leave. We're still friends.
You know what else? You know what else comes in a bun?
What?
A bun that's connected, not two halves.
What's that?
A sub sandwich.
Well, but it's called a sub sandwich.
It's really called a sub. Some people call it a sub sandwich.
Can I get me a sub?
Well, I guess it is called a submarine sandwich on account of the shape. But yeah. Still. What's the difference between a sub and a hot dog functionally, other than the size? And that a hot dog has only one.
I got it. Because a sub has shit that you put in a sandwich. It has turkey.
Uh huh.
It has cheese.
Uh huh.
It has lettuce.
Uh huh.
Tomato.
Uh huh.
Onion.
Uh huh.
Sometimes you get pepperoncinis thrown on there.
A hot dog can have all those things. I'm not saying it should, but it can. Right.
But the hot dog's missing key factors here.
What?
Turkey, chicken. Roast beef, ham.
Not all sandwiches have those.
Most do.
What about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Again, but here's some weird. Here's a weird fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know what some weirdos are doing now?
Yeah,
but it sounds pretty fucking good.
All right,
they do a hot dog with a little bit of bacon and some fucking peanut butter.
I bet that's fucking delicious.
I bet it is, but I bet it causes a heart attack. It
could definitely lead to some heartburn at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sonic just introduced the bacon cheeseburger peanut butter sandwich.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And some places you go, it's supposed to be really good. Some other stores you go to, it's not.
I think it depends on like the peanut butter that they use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're using some good old Skippy,
Shit's
going to come out fire.
Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, because Skippy's good.
Well, I mean, Skippy is good, but maybe it's not good for a burger.
Maybe not. Maybe I'd have to try that at home.
Maybe for a burger, you want Sir Schwetzel's classic peanut spread.
Maybe.
I mean, that's not a real thing, but it could be.
It could be.
Sir Schwetzel.
Let me introduce you to my peanut butter.
Look, Sir.
It sounds German.
Sir Schwetzel invented the hot dog sandwich.
I've invented the hot dog sandwich.
Okay, now, no, actually, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Austrian, so that kind of works. That works. Sir Schwetzel the Austrian.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Now.
I fucking love Arnold impressions.
I do too. I think they're the best. I was watching this video of this Arnold guy, and it was just a motorcycle with nobody on it. And it was like Arnold getting away from the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all these Arnold noises. Just, oof.
My favorite one that I've seen just in the last 24 hours is a sea lion kind of like plodding along a dock and then jumping into the water.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody like overlays an Arnold Schwarzenegger sound and it goes, I can't do it right. But TikTok showed me this fucking thing three times in the last 24 hours.
That's where I saw the motorcycle one was on TikTok.
Yeah. Fucking love
it. And it was
TikTok,
just this motorcycle going around with all these Arnold noises. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking Arnold, man. I love those Arnold noises.
I do too. I like a good, I'm a sucker for a good Arnold impersonation.
Yeah, me too. Or just Arnold, like I fucking love Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. I do too. All of his movies, everything.
Yeah.
Fucking Arnold, man.
He wasn't a bad governor either.
No, he was a pretty good governor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're steering clear of politics, except in terms of whether a hot dog is a sandwich, yeah. Which it is.
Yes, it is not.
It is not.
So, but yeah, that's going to be some things we're going to talk about in a couple episodes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw out a topic. Max and I are going to debate on it. And then we'll maybe do a couple episodes with some guests. So if you want to be on the show, if you want to be a guest on Shane and I, and you want to do a ridiculous debate. Now, here's the rules.
Here's the rules.
It cannot be anything that's politically going on right now. We cannot have a debate on that stuff.
We're avoiding actual politics and religion.
We're avoiding, but if you want to debate on such topics as, is a hot dog a sandwich? What kind of ice cream is better?
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate or vanilla.
Vanilla, absolutely.
Absolutely. But I see if I agree with you.
But you can't agree with me.
Yeah, see, I'm not a chocolate guy, though. I can't do it.
I love chocolate. It just doesn't belong in ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, it can, but vanilla ice cream, vanilla is the best flavor of ice cream.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is, by far.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to be a guest on our show, you can email us at shaneandi@gmail.com or just go to our website and a little thing will come up where it says contact us at the bottom of the website. Just fucking email us through the website. Mm-hmm. That website is www.shaneandishow.com.
Fuck yeah.
Just email us there and fuck, we'll do an episode with you and we'll debate the most ridiculous thing you could come up with. Has to be somewhat clean.
I mean, somewhat clean.
Yeah. Somewhat clean.
Like not overly.
And not too, not too offensive.
Not too offensive.
Like, I don't want to debate on actual. I don't want to debate on like drug laws, gun law. I don't want to debate on any of that shit. There's plenty of people that can do that.
Yeah. If we're debating on any laws, it's going to be jaywalking laws and such things.
Yes. But I just want to prove to people, I just want to make a point that people could actually have a debate and still be all right.
Yeah.
And not get all heated and not go fucking shoot each other or something stupid.
Yeah. That said, in terms of whether a hot dog is a sandwich, I'm right, Shane is wrong, and to up the ante, not only is a hot dog a sandwich, a taco is as well.
You just crossed a line right there.
I did not.
You
I
crossed a line, and I'm truth. Done. I'm done.
Truth. The true truth.
A taco isn't a sandwich.
And anyone who disagrees is un-American.
I disagree, but tacos are not American.
Tacos... Look, everything is American if it's good. And everything is un-American if it's bad. That's the way of the universe, okay?
It's the way of the universe.
Yeah. Tacos are good. Do you dispute that tacos are good?
No, I don't.
Then they're American. They're
delicious.
Yeah. And sandwiches.
They're not sandwiches, though. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for a little ketchup episode.
Yeah.
Anything, you know, little quick little 35-minute episode.
I like it.
You know? Yeah, so if you listen all the way to the end, again, if you want to be on the show, you were looking for some guests.
We would love to have you.
We'd love to have you come and debate the silliest topic you got.
Yeah, or something that's...
If you want to debate why Marvel sucks or whatever, we can do that.
Yeah, we can. I will take the pro-Marvel position any day of the week.
And I'll be neutral. You can pick who you want to debate with. We'll make it fun.
Oh, we can have a neutral arbiter.
Yes.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yes. Yeah, man. I think that's going to do it. Thank you for listening. You guys are great. Oh, yeah. But before we go, we got featured in a newsletter. So I got to say thank you to Podcast Delivery for featuring us in their little newsletter.
Thank you, Podcast Delivery.
And giving us a shout out on social media.
Uh-huh.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
So even though we haven't been doing nothing. At least people still remember us.
Yeah.
And they think the show is funny.
I like it.
Yeah. So until next time, people.
Until next time. Here's your next debate topic.
Yeah.
And what's better, boobies or butts?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's a good one.
Is that one going to be too offensive?
I don't think so.
If we got a woman to come on the show and help us debate that, it wouldn't be offensive.
Sure. I mean, either way,
if it was four dudes sitting around talking about if boobies or butts are better,
look, if it was four vulgar assholes like us sitting around a table talking about boobies and butts, that might get a little bad.
Yeah.
I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
All that said, I can't even decide what team I'm more on.
I can't either.
I'm just a big fan of it all.
I like them both too. Anyway, until next time, people, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
All right.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Bye.
Bye.